I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, Chief Meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The city of Selma is preparing to remember the 50th anniversary of the attack known as Bloody Sunday. Today also marks 50 years since the funeral of civil rights activist Jimmie Lee Jackson. His death at the hands of an Alabama state police trooper is considered one of the reasons Dr. Martin Luther King came to Selma to help organize the voting rights marches. Vera Jenkins Booker was the nurse that tended to Jackson when he was brought into the Good Samaritan Hospital in Selma.
He lived about 8 days, 7-8 days, and he passed away. And it really bothered me because I was just so sure that he'd be all right. And I had assured him that up until the end. You know, you're going to be all right. Kind of bothered me.
Booker was also called upon to help civil rights marchers who were beaten by state troopers as they tried to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge on Bloody Sunday. State Senate Republicans went into a little more detail yesterday about their agenda for the legislative session beginning today. The Senate majority says charter schools, prison reform, and the consolidation of state agencies are at the top of their priority list. In addition to consolidation, Senate President Del Marsh says he wants to cut the number of state employees by about 8% by not replacing workers as they quit or retire. The Senate Education Committee plans to hold a public hearing tomorrow on charter school legislation. Senators say the bill will give parents and students more freedom of choice, but Democrats and the Alabama Education Association fear that legislation will further defund struggling public schools. Republican senators also plan to recommend changes in sentencing, probation, and parole to address Alabama's prison issues. They're hoping to avoid a mass release of inmates due to overcrowding. And it's being called the biggest vote in Tuscaloosa County in 30 years. Voters are heading to the polls to decide whether or not to renew a series of property taxes, with the funds going towards education. County voters will say yes or no on a 1.5 mil property tax and a 4 mil additional tax. City voters will decide on a 15.5 mil tax for schools. 1 mil means your tax bill goes up by a dollar for every $1,000 of assessed property value. Dr. Liz Swinford is the superintendent for Tuscaloosa County Schools. She says the renewal of those taxes will fund things like pre-K and a virtual learning center.
But at the end of the day, $2 million is a lot of money. And by the tax passing, we just keep the same finance, you know, the same money, the same amount of income, pretty much level. So we really need it.
By law, the school tax in Tuscaloosa County has to be renewed every 30 years. And the Alabama Supreme Court voted to uphold a state program providing tax credits to help families pay for private school. The law gives state income tax credits for parents to pay for private school if their child attends a failing public school, as well as giving tax credits for donations to scholarships. Now your forecast.
It will be rather mild on this Tuesday. Temperatures topping out in the 70s. Look for mostly cloudy sky. Occasional light rain will be possible. Overnight tonight, patchy fog in the forecast. Lows in the 60s for Wednesday, highs in the 70s. Rain at times, especially late in the day. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.